हरिः ॐ सहनववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासरि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Okay, Chaitanya Upanayanam. Now we're doing, what's it? Lalita Madhava. Okay, introductory act ends, page 17. Krishna enters, attended by his friends. Verse 27. Krishna, look, my friend Marumangala, the cows, having lost taste for the abundant grass, with constantly mooing mouths and restless eyes, turning their necks, long to return to Gokula on the path. Marumangala, by good fortune, this will be merciful to this Brahmana, exhausted from wandering in the forest with the cows and calves. Balaram, look, the cows on. I guess the cows on the path? Going a few steps forward, turn their heads and look back, pained by their attachment to Krishna, which is greater than their attachment to their calves. Right, so they're going back. That means they've had enough grass. They're heading back to Gokul. But then, while they're heading back to Gokul, then they keep turning their head to see Krishna, because Krishna's more important to them than the calves. Krishna, looking to the west. The disk of the sun, unable to move any longer in the sky, which has lost its position, having lost its strength with the passing of time, taking support of the top of the Bandira tree, rests on top of Sunset Mountain with progressively weakened rays. So interesting is that the sun, as it goes down, is becoming weaker, and so now it has to take shelter of the big, big tree there. You know? And so by that, taking shelter of that tree, then it's able to, you know, maintain itself as it comes down like that. Otherwise it won't have the strength. Balaram. Look, everyone, we have reached the neighborhood of Raja, a place spread with cow dung, dense with hosts of lotuses that surpasses a mountain peak. Let us rid ourselves of extreme fatigue by bathing in the Jamuna now. Krishna, O my friend Marumangala, look, making foot water from a multitude of melted moonshines, making Argya. Can you change the foot water to Charinamrita? Making Argya from agitating the ocean with waves of gems, offering handfuls of glittering stars to its friend, the directions, producing waves of rasa, which awaken love, the moon with gleaming body becomes visible. Right, so the sun's going down, the moon's coming up. Right, Marumangal, dear friend, why speak of the lowly moon, faulty with spots? Look at the 16,000 flawless moons appearing in the sky of the tangled creepers. Like that, Krishna, looking, O friend, you speak the truth. Though similar in many ways, by one action the moon has been surpassed. Though the moon is related to ever-fresh nectar and is always pleasing to the eyes, though it makes a forest of lotuses wither by its beauty, though full in its digits, the moon having the form of a deer on its disk has been conquered by the beautiful colored faces of the gopis. Marumangala. O friend, it is good that you have good ears, because some girl is reciting a mantra to attract you at the Kadamba Grove to the right. Krishna, Shaibya's small flute of
not there. Off is not there.
Yeah, just take out that out. Scheibler's small flute, which purifies the universe, is playing. It stuns my flute when it begins to sound. Looking forward in joy. Badra, like a new creeper, and her vina, having two gourds, with joyful soft notes resembling her voice, and with the stem graceful as her intense beauty, steal my composure. Madhu Mangal. Oh, friend, it is simply amazing that some kachapi vina vibrates in the middle of the Jamuna. Krishna. Shamala's attractive vina, possessing the glory of Shabda Brahman, when she plays an introduction to a drama depicting Cupid's pastimes, makes me extremely joyful. Goes around in joy. Padma's bracelets jingling in her house in the distance always produce waves of happiness in me. Looking all around. Why is the fragrance of Chandravali not present at all? Let us approach Karala's house to the left. Madhu Mangal, looking in front. Kundalata, the wife of Subhadra, Upananda's son, is coming here. Oh, okay, so that's how she's the cousin. Kundalata entering. Right, so they've already mentioned, you see, is that in the drama, they've already mentioned, oh, this one's coming, though you don't see him on the stage. And then they enter. Right, because you know they can see in a distance, but the stage just has its limited aspects. Like you see, it's time to go back and all that. They walk, they say a few things, and then Balaram says, "Ah, here is Vraja. Now we should go take our bath." Right, and so you know you cover all the distances and everything by that kind of thing. Does that make sense? So that's the idea, is that the poetics give a greater effect than. The you know just the specific the words that they're using or the specific situations that you're in. Does that make sense? Like that. So that's the advantage. That's why the words are the most important. Because you could try to show the scenery, try to move all these things and that. Very, very difficult. But just through the words, you're able to produce this effect. And you're using poetry in the words. Therefore, then it gives even a greater effect. Does that make sense?
I think it's also a matter of attention, because people are, nowadays, they need a lot of visuals to keep their attention.
Yes.
But then previously, just by hearing, with minimum visuals,
right.
It used to work.
Yes. So that's there. But it's also is that, you know, the visuals are always going to create, because that's coming from external. So it's just like... the jiva, like Prabhupada is mentioning, those who see externally, who turn their attention externally are materialists. Those who turn it internally are spiritualists.
Yeah.
So then you're going to have that aspect of that it's just a grosser form of materialism. The more it gets about the situation, and that only if that's there, then something can be done. Because the others, then it's if relationships are there, then whatever situations you can work in. But nowadays, no, unless it's in this situation, then it's not considered prestigious or nice or good or things like that. Well, before, these would just be part of the relationship. Because of the relationship, then you had particular situations. You know, it's just like you can ride on the train, you know, and you see, you know, the local families are there on the train, and they just act as a family, you know, and they're there, and they get out all the things to eat, and, you know, it all goes on like that. Well, we're sitting there and grumpy, and this one's sitting here, and that one there, and, you know, and when's the guy coming for the tickets? And they don't care about all this, you know. They come up to a station, oh, see if this is there, and then somebody goes and gets, and it just continues the party, you know. So,
Maharaj, what is
because also is you have the aspect that was brought up the other day, that you're on a train. There's no facilities. So if you're at home and you have nice facility, that's normal. But if you're on a train that has no facilities and you're able to do what you can do at home, that gives even more taste. Because I always notice that when here's like if you're going on the train, you know, you take stuff that's easy and this and less trouble and all this. But I remember when I was in South, that I think it was going from Chennai to Bangalore, and so then I was. So then somebody said that they would give something to eat. They gave regular stuff that you would eat on a plate at home. You know, with all the chutneys and this, and they all come in bottles and this and that, and you know, like that. It's the whole thing, because that's the thing, is that you're on the train and you can eat what you eat at home while the other guys are sitting around eating peanuts, you know, like that. So it gives a particular taste. So you have that aspect that, you know, with the minimal things, and then you being able to develop all those things out of that, it actually gives more taste. So even though people tend towards these because they're lazy and, you know, intelligent, like that means lazy in their intelligence, lazy in their imagination, but it actually gives more taste than if it has such a big scenery. Because the big scenery, unless it's so fabulously done, it doesn't give much effect. In other words, a bare stage and words are more effective than a set that's not that good. And that will take in so much time and effort and all this and like that. So unless it comes to that, and if it may be great for one person, but for another person it may not be. That's also the thing. One person may think it's fabulous, another person couldn't care less. So then that's the advantage of the simplicity of it. And just, you know, you can put all the effort into the script, into the acting, and into, you know, things like the makeup and costumes. That's then you could see, because that you can put into. That's not so difficult. But scenery, that becomes much, much more difficult. So unless it's actually necessary in the script, you wouldn't do it. You know. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So by coming in contact with that, if they have a little brain, then they'll appreciate it. Like that. It's just that they've never experienced, because up to now, everything is just being given to them. You know? In other words, people who know how to make money, then they just know that by giving these things, people will take it. And so they don't understand that you could do this stuff on your own, but then what's the need of them? Right, you know, so they found a niche in the market that actually is not necessary. That's why in the Vedic, the king would see is you can only sell things that people need. You know, it can be luxury items, but it's luxury items that are needed. You don't create things that are not needed. Does that make sense? Does that mean, you know, if they want to smoke, there's a hookah. You don't make cigarettes. You don't make beedies, you know, like that. You know, it's just, there's certain, that's the way you do it. You know? Does that make sense? Yeah, so it's just, they wouldn't be allowed to do that. Because then the culture gets lost. So that's the whole thing, is that, you know, the Brahmins are speaking the proper philosophy, the Kshatriyas are protecting the people according to that, the Vaishyas are doing their business and controlled by the cultural norms like that. The Shudras are being controlled by the other three.
Yes.
And so then everybody does their duties and everything works very nicely. Yeah. Like that. So yes, it's because of that it makes money. But at the same time, as you do see many times these big actors who do big stuff, it's not uncommon they go back and do a theater performance. Just that there's so much taste in that. You're out on the stage for 5 minutes. You have to act for 5 minutes. Well, and the other thing, you only have to, you know, depends on what it is, on who they are, you know, you only have to cut the profile for like 2 seconds or something, you know. Like that, you know, especially like Bollywood, they just have to go, and that's it, you know, and then they do the next shot. You know, that, you know. No?
Most of the time, words are also spoken by somebody else. Dubbing. It's not your voice.
Really? I thought it was only the songs weren't your voice.
No.
Really? Oh my God.
It's so confusing of unemployment. Somebody speaks,
somebody acts. Oh yeah, that's it. So more people are engaged then. So it's actually okay. Wow. I never knew that. Okay, that's cool.
In the West, they only do the hands, you know, sometimes when they do the...
Yeah, close up, yeah, like that. It gets too close, then you got to have a hand model or
feet
model.
Yeah. So Maharaj, what is Kundalata?
Who is Kundalata?
Yes.
Kundalata, I mentioned. Well, as I mentioned before,
Subhadra.
Subhadra, that means that Nanda Maharaj has five brothers, right? So there's six total.
Yes.
So there's Nanda and Upananda. I think Upananda is the next oldest.
Okay.
Or whatever, you always hear about Upananda. There's also Sunanda and like this, they're all...
I think Upananda is the oldest. Nanda Maharaj in the middle.
Oh, he's in the middle, okay. So when so Upananda is one of the brothers. So he's always there, like when Krishna, when they all take prasad and all that, like that. So his daughter... No, his son is... Subal.
Subhadra.
Right? So Kundalata is married to
Subhadra.
So that makes her Krishna's cousin sister. Like that. Does that make sense? Yeah. So in here is that depending upon closeness, technically she's a relative.
Yes.
Right? Not family. But because of the closeness, she'll be family.
Yes.
Like that. So in other words, you have the direct ones who are family, and then who's married to them and other things like that. That's relatives.
Yes. Yes.
Like that.
And probably around the same age.
Yeah, has to be.
So she can speak relative.
Yeah, so she comes in, she hangs out with everybody here. Okay. You know, because you have the elder with Purnamasi, like that. But otherwise, these others are like that. Like Maru Mangal and his sister. You know, and Kundalata, so they're all part of the scene.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kundalata, entering. O Krishna, why do you not praise the Ashoka tree blossoming out of season? Krishna looking and saying to himself, this must be the astonishing skill of Chandravali's foot. To make the Ashoka tree blossom. Verse 36. With longing. The tinkling of Chandravali's golden ankle bells arise in the Ashoka forest, like the chanting of some mantra. Surpassing the cooing of a flock of swans, giveth joy to my ears. Kundalata. O beautiful Krishna, though she was locked in the room by Barunda, I have brought her out by my skill. Krishna, why did Barunda treat her so badly without reason? Kundalata, not only Barunda, but Jatila and all the elders are also causing obstruction.
What is it, this Barunda?
Must be her husband or father. Or
mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law, Barunda. Okay.
Of Chandravali.
Okay. Barunda is the mother-in-law, just like Jatila is for Radharani. So that's why he says not only Barunda, but Jatila. And then all the elders. So Kundalata, she's in a, you know, friendship relationship with Krishna. But, you know, it'll be close because she deals with all the conjugal pastimes. But at the same time, she's favorable to Krishna. So there are those who are favorable to Krishna, those who are favorable to Radharani, and those who are with both. So she's favorable to Krishna. So in an argument, she'll always take Krishna's side. So all the other gopis, so that's why sometimes then they'll rag on her. You know, because she's taking... So if they're upset with Krishna, they'll be upset with Kundalata.
Yes.
Like that. You know, like that. Chandravali enters with Padma. Right? So Padma is her also... associate like Bhadra and Shyamala. Let the wicked old woman scold me. The Rahu of malicious gossip may devour my reputation in the family. O friend, the bees of my eye cannot give up desire for the nectar of seeing Krishna's lotus face. Verse 38. Krishna, he approaches her in bliss. Beautiful Chandravali, defeated by your face with this graceful movement of eyebrows. O friend, the beast of my eyes cannot give up desire for the nectar of seeing Krishna's lotus face. Verse 38. Krishna, he approaches her in bliss. Beautiful Chandravali, defeated by your face with its playful movement of eyebrows. The brilliant moon, frightened, has taken shelter of the sky, but even there remains insecure. Approaching you, who have become the moon to serve the victor, the moon has become your teeth. Thus you are a series of moons. Kundalata, as if reflected in the center jewel of your pearl necklace, skillful Chandravali, brought by me, has come to your heart. Krishna smiling. O Kundalata, why have you brought Chandravali? Kundalata, prince of Gokula, Govardhan is a false husband. You are our real husband. Chandravali, frowning aside. How impudent. Kundalata is attracting the bee. Kundalata, O lover, the girl who dwells in the bower chatters idly, saying that the bee of Vrindavan is not expert since it does not drink the blossoming lotus clusters. Footnote 11. Krishna does not enjoy Chandravali. Padma, liar, stop, stop. The bee wandering the forest may easily take the friend of Vishaka, but not the friend of Padma, who arose from nectar. Right, so here they're arguing over the point of availability. Mm-hmm. Like that. So that's the whole point, is that, you know, is that that they're mentioning that the friend of Vishaka may be easily available, but not the friend of Padma. You know, so they're trying to now. So they're so eager to come out, but at the same time, as soon as then Krishna shows an attention, then immediately then they become like they're not interested. Does that make sense?
But now, when she said was a friend of Vishaka, it means other one.
Yes.
So they are very expert not to mention the name.
Because it's all subtle.
Yes.
Whatever girls do, it's subtle. Okay. Kundalata, O Chandravali, your desires are known. Why are you shy? Decorate Krishna's chest with your necklace, the friend of your raised full breasts. Chandravali, in anger, you should decorate his chest with a strand from your neck. Kundalata, O Krishna, decorate Chandravali's ears with flowers. Chandravali, O friend, do not obstruct Krishna on the path, since he is eager to see his beloved. Kundalata, O friend, who other than you is dear to him? Padma, ah, friend of Radha, stop this. Krishna, O lotus-eyed girl, your invisible harassing cannot touch my heart. But Radha sits in my heart with force. Fearful, he then reverses the words to Radha, cannot touch my heart. But your obstinacy forcibly overcomes me. Padma, great persons never tell lies. Right, so the point is he interacts with the gopis because they interact with him, right? So they approach him and all that. Okay. Upstage, O Kundalata, very good, very good. In truth, you do not know that Govardhan is as hard as a mountain. Kundalata, how unfortunate. Angry Barunda has made Govardhan angry as well. Chandravali, in fear, my friend Padma, the old lady roars like a tiger. Let us leave. Exits with Padma. Kundalata, I will look for Jashoda. Something's come up. I'll need to go.
Oh. Okay. Evening is usually?
Yeah, evening's usually. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.